Hold on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through.
Song of the day, Bad to the Bones, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Bad to the bone.
That song from 1982, Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers in concert.
And the Destroyers.
At the Astro tonight in La Vista.
Oh, George Thorogood. That's depressing.
464-5685.
I would have tried to back to that.
One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
How long do you think he worked on bad?
I don't know.
He said it three times.
Sounds natural.
Give us the first two lines, would you, Steve?
No.
I thought you had that pulled up.
I was going to go to his age. Can somebody find his age?
If we can do that, that would be great.
Do you want to know what?
The first lines of the song.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
76 years old, by the way. 76. Yes.
The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad. Oh, that is good.
Time out. One more time.
I never really contemplated.
I never did this.
Think about, wrote that.
Yeah,
Somebody wrote that.
Give it to us one more time.
On the day I was born, nurses all gathered around, and they gazed in wide wonder, which is a good line. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. That's epic.
That was epic. That is
what a lyricist he was.
I don't know who wrote it, but that's
imagine this. We got this song real quick. They wrote this down. The Destroyers. I love George Thorogood because every song sounds the same. Exactly the same. You can hardly tell the difference of it. My favorite is one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Yeah.
But that's you got to invest 9 minutes.
That takes a long time.
It's a 9-minute song. So when they sing that like tonight, that's a 15-minute song.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee that. Jake, that was incredible. 901. 901.
That's pretty good. Let's see.
The lyrics is what got me. When you read the lyrics, it was going to be an 801. Then you read the lyrics. That's changed that changed everything.
It was written by George.
He wrote it himself.
Epic. Even better.
Good job, George. With you. I can't give that song a bad score. Oh. I mean, between that opening stanza and the way he says, blah, 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 bad. 9-3.
Is Connor even aware of how great this is? I was thinking
6-1. Song's not good, but it's just hilarious. Mm. Well, we're joined in studio by Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln. Derek, that was not R&B or country, so I have no idea where you're going with your score. Yeah.
That is a difficult one for me. I would say 50% of the time I'm just turning that if I hear it on the radio. So it was at a 6-8 for me when we just played the song. When Steve read the lyrics, like Bill said, it goes up to like an 8-0 just with Steve reading the lyrics.
It just jumps. I mean, the first two lines, we always talk, Sipples always brings up all the time, hey, the opening lyrics to a song are just important. And that grabbed you.
Yeah, it's like a lead to a story. You got to make it snappy. That's good. Good job, George.
Lola. She was a showgirl.
couple scores. Corey in Lincoln says two. This says this song blows.
Ooh. That's good. I mean, that's funny. Good job. Was that Corey?
That was Corey.
Real Corey?
That was real Corey. Tortuga, 8-1, Dirty J and Friend, 8-8. Doug in Idaho says, that's my walk-up song in tennis, 10? Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, you got to win more to have that as your walk-up song. My match tomorrow got canceled because the guy's wife had a baby yesterday.
Okay. Sounds
understandable.
Like he's scared.
Yeah.
I understand that one.
He didn't have a baby.
Yeah, he did exactly. I'm confused here. Yeah, he's fine. He's not exhausted.
He can get away for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Well, Derek is here to talk about all things Lincoln.
It is a busy time here. He's got 4 pages of notes.
Let's get off the bat. Big Ten Track and Field Championships, Derek.
Yes, for the first time in 10 years, the University of Nebraska is hosting the Big Ten Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Going to take place at the new outdoor track just north of the Bob Devaney Sports Center, May 15th through 17th. All session tickets are $40 for adults, $25 for students, or $15 and $10 for single-day sessions. So come check out all 18 teams. Great athletes. That bus over there, Steve, you might be interested. I think it's Purdue's bus. I believe they're staying at the Hampton Inn. So just to give you guys some credibility that there are people there.
Okay, that's
Rob
good.
Rob Scholl's doing a great job over there. He's the director of sales. So, yeah, I think they're sold out this weekend.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Rob Scholl.
Rob
great, Scholl. Great individual. Go say hi. You'd love to talk. So.
Over there, we'd like to come over for breakfast, Rob, if you're listening.
You got it going?
We'll join you for breakfast over there.
Come over there right after the show.
I think I might go to Saturday or Sunday for track and field. I have not decided yet.
Yeah, I'm debating on tomorrow as well.
You judged me about Sunday with the finals.
Sunday was kind of the day.
Sunday afternoon.
You're taking Scotland.
Yes, she'll go. Yeah, she'll be with there with us.
Have Absolutely. A hat on.
Hat on sunscreen.
I'll have a hat on. Yes. We'll be prepared. That is this weekend.
No open containers, Jake.
I will be responsible.
Jake.
Trust me. I know how
Jake's
to be responsible.
Over there just popping.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Bud heavies.
What do you mean I can't have a beer? What is this?
It's sitting with Scotland, cheering on the Huskers.
Next up, Derek. Lincoln Salt Dogs season opener.
Oh, wow. It is opening weekend for the Lincoln Salt Dogs as they take on the Sioux Falls Canaries. It marks the 25-year anniversary of the Lincoln Salt Dogs baseball team. So come out Friday through Sunday and check them out. There's going to be post-game fireworks on Friday and a ton of giveaways and different promotional items going on all weekend. So check out saltdogs.com for this weekend's events as well as the entire season.
If the Salt Dogs played the Savannah Bananas, who would win?
Ooh. Good question.
Is that a different style of game?
The Salt Dogs would win, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. Solid question.
I'd like some answers. Some pretty good
On June 11th when the Bananas are here, they might have a little scrimmage.
Are we playing banana ball or regular baseball?
Oh, you
got to
play banana ball.
Oh, then banana ball. You got to
have one guy's got to be on stilts.
You got to give the edge to the bananas to that one.
Imagine the guy from the Salt Dogs. He's trying to make it. Also, I got to put stilts on today.
I'm going to break every bone in my body.
head out to shortstop in stilts.
I was supposed to run this.
Got to do a backflip while I catch this pop fly. Woe is me.
Next up, Derek. Live horse racing at Legacy Downs.
Yes, the excitement is back. So check out the track and watch live thoroughbred racing. There's going to be contests, giveaways, food and beverage options, and all ages are welcome to watch the races. Live racing will take place May 16th through June 14th with post time starting at 1:30 each weekend. This all takes place at Legacy Downs and Warhorse Casino. So for more information, visit NebraskaHorseman.com/Legacy Downs. I'll be there tomorrow.
I'm making this right now. I will be going to the horse race.
I think we're going to go to a few races tomorrow.
Is that here?
The horse?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
I'll be honest.
A month long?
Hand to God, did not know this was going on.
They've been doing it. They obviously finished out the track a couple years ago, and this is maybe the second or third year they've had like a full month of live racing.
Do they get decent attendance at this, Derek?
Oh, no, it's packed out there.
I want to see this. Yeah, I have to. I have to go.
Bombeck changed my life today.
Whew.
It's big, Derek.
I'm going to go home after this. It's the only call today.
There's value in this.
Yeah, there's value in you coming in for this right here.
I appreciate it. Not the friendship, just the live horse racing updates.
Well, when you came in like a wet blanket into Jake's birthday party.
That was a little odd that day.
You just came in, kind of looked at us and laughed.
I said happy birthday.
And you laughed.
I had to go figure out live horse racing after that.
That's fair.
How about that? At Legacy Downs, they call it.
It's a cool name.
Is there a clubhouse? Is there a... What is it like?
There's various tents out there. I think you can watch some from the casino area, but obviously children can't go into the casino. Okay. So.
Is there a grandstand?
There's not a grandstand. Well, they have bleachers, but there's bleachers. not the grandstand you're thinking of.
Where do you wager?
They have different booths out there to make your bets. So yeah,
I've been to a race like this in New Jersey where you're just on the track and there's a few bleachers. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. You can get really close. Yeah,
you're up close. It's a different feel. It really is.
Craig says live remote from Legacy Downs in the ticket's future. Absolutely, that'd be awesome.
Is there any way you could help us with that, Bombi?
I'm certain I could.
We gotta make it happen fast. That thing's only a month.
Yeah,
it's mid June.
Thank you, Sam.
Mid June.
I'll be honest.
It's not like they ran in Columbus for like 6 months. They were there for what, 2 months?
Yeah, good call on that. Yeah, 2 months, maybe.
It was a solid.
Might bleed into three.
Last thing, Derek, the CMSA National Championship.
Speaking of horses, the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association will be hosting their national championships in Lincoln at the Sandhills Global Event Center May 21st through 24th. Watch the top riders from across the country compete in a fast-paced, timed events combining horsemanship and marksmanship as they shoot balloons with 45 caliber revolvers. The championships also include multiple stages, including rifles and shotguns. And there is the exciting eliminator round. So check out Sandhills Global Event Center for the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association National Championships going on next weekend.
We've mentioned this before. I'm always like, how do you know that you can do that skill? Like, at what point do you start practicing? Like, this could be my future. I'm going to be good at the cowboy mounted shooting.
Yeah, when does that one hit you? Because when you're growing up,
I'm going to carry a caliber around.
Riding a horse, shooting a gun as a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, good question. Good question.
Thank you.
And the other question is, I've been out there. So
they have to position these so nobody catches a stray.
It's not like a full bullet that's actually hitting the balloons that they're popping. I think it's more of like a spray of sand kind of thing that... Jake's losing it over here.
Catching a stray.
You definitely have to sign your waiver before you go in. A lot of stray bullets.
What happened to Seth? Caught a stray. He's at the mounted cowboy riflery.
Just out of currency.
Turns out the guy wasn't
caught
too
a stray.
Good.
Damn.
But now Bombi's described as just a blast of sand. Did you guys get this? It still concerns me.
You just get a rash,
I guess. One of those sand rashes.
Heyman's got sand rash.
Heyman's got some ointment for that.
Oh, take a stray. I got an ointment.
I'm ready to go.
It's sand.
Yeah. Derek, what are you doing this weekend? Anything crazy?
I'm going to be heading to state soccer with Big C tonight. I'll probably be at the horse races tomorrow, potentially the Big Ten Track Championships, and then we'll see.
Softball? You mean any softball at all?
in there? You know, if we got the time. And yeah. I don't know if there's any tickets left.
No,
that was sold out. So
secondary market.
I think Ron has hopefully, I know a fella or lady.
Don't look at me. I don't have tickets.
No, I'm talking about me. I know people.
you looked at me when you said that.
I'm the director of sports.
I'm the guy that I would probably reach out to and beat Bombeck.
Yeah. He might have
director of sports.
I think it'd be so they shoot a rifle. Is that they jump off and shoot a rifle?
Rifles, shotguns.
They see. I wish they would do
hand revolvers.
Just nothing but pistol. And you have to fan it. I want to see them do this when they're. I want to see them.
I wish people are watching on the live stream. Yeah.
They can see us now. We're putting videos back.
Yeah. I like that. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Do the fan up.
What that? Well, you that boom. Pop. Yep. You keep the trigger pulled, and then you just.
Back when they were shooting bottles like Neil Western shows, like
boop.
Yeah. Down the line.
Fan it.
Dang, that's not easy.
Oh no, I wish they'd have that section.
Derek, always appreciate the time. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for all the information. Derek Bombeck, Director of Sport for Visit Lincoln. Hour 2 is next on Early Break of the Ticket.